dad stands, frying spatula in hand. A lopsided stack of pancakes sits on the table. Dad looks up, kind of grinning. I'm starting to get the hang of this. Don't worry about eating the ones on the table. These are going to be better. I head toward the pantry. I just want cereal. I don't even have to look to know he's disappointed, and for some reason, I feel satisfied knowing that I've hurt him.
That's so unlike Toby to try to hurt his dad's feelings. I think he's so hurt and angry about his mom that he's lashing out. And maybe he partly blames his dad that his mom isn't coming home. Let's continue with the third full paragraph on page 118, which starts, "Later at the table."
Later at the table, Dad reads the paper while I try to hike my eyelids enough to see the spoon to my mouth. I focus on the Elvis plate hanging on the wall. Mom bought that 2 summers ago when we went to Memphis on vacation. It hangs between the North Carolina plate and the Florida one. I don't know what Elvis has in common with Florida and North Carolina, but Mom says he balances out the wall. Outside, the sky is pitch black, and the air feels unstirred because the wind hasn't picked up yet. From a distance, I hear the moan of the train passing through town. Light slips underneath the shelter's door because Dad keeps it on over the worms at all times. If he doesn't and it starts storming, the worms will split, heading for the hills or wherever worms escape. The boxes line the shelf with labels that tell us the dates we last changed the soil. Some have separated.